Loi b'chamoira, not with a donkey when they're mating together. Loi b'chazir, loi b'chazira. Loi b'oifos, b'zman shenazokakin zeh lezeh. When they're mating together, it's also to look at them. Again, he'll come with a hero. He'll make you think about it. And v'afilu molei einayim. You have to stay away, even in eyesight. As long as you can see it, you have to stay away from them. Afilu molei einayim. And really, what's this mashal of molei einayim? That's like kamalach hamavis. Like the Malach HaMovis. Why? Omer Olav, it's set upon the Malach HaMovis. Omer Olav HaMalach HaMovis, Shekulai Moli Enayim. He always stays in eyesight from the person that's about to die. He's always in eyesight from you. That's where he is. He's Moli Enayim. Now like this. Bishas Petirosa Shekhoila. When the person is so sick, he's about to go. So Oymed Miyar Vashreza. Then maybe he comes a little bit closer and he stands right on top of his head. And he looks very mysterious. He comes there with a sword, with the charbo shlufa, stretched out sword, biyodei in his hands. And also the tipis shel mora, he has his drops with him. He kills you with his drops, his mouth drops. The tipis shel mora tluyavoy, he has bitter drops with him. Now kiven shechayla royaisa, when the chayla sees this terrible sight, he sees the malach hamavis. He sees him there with his dangerous sword. So Mizdaza, person gets scared. She starts to shake. Oh, Poiseach Piv, he opens up his mouth. And at that second, Vizorko Tech Piv, Machmovis puts his drops inside the guy's mouth. And Mimena Mace, from these drops you die. Mimena Masmiach, from these drops you ride away. And Mimeno Pono Marikos, from these drops the face starts to turn green. So I call upon him, we'll soon come back to this. The Kopar Mal question is, it's also to be mistakel to stare at them. So how could the Gamliel, how could the Bekiva notice these beautiful ladies? You're not supposed to be mistakel at them. So Marin says, Karen Zovius Havoi, that they met them at a corner. In other words, they did not notice them coming down the block. If they would have, look at Rashi. Rashi says, Karen Zovius Havoi, Kishapoinali Yemina Lismoil, Likonis Mimovil Movi, when they're making a right or left turn, to go from one corner to another corner, the opoigim zeh, they bumped in, they met into one another at the corner of Karen Zovius. Rashi learns Dana Royoisa Merocha, because he did not notice her from far away. Ball coming kinegdoi shiatzim enof, because otherwise he would have closed his eyes. He would have seen her coming down the block, so he would have closed his eyes when he passed by her. So he, but he did not notice her coming down because the first met at the corner. So from Rashi it's mashma bichumra. Rashi is mashma even to look, not only be mistakel stare, but just look at them would also be yosa. Yeah. See, Rashi says if they would have noticed them coming, they wouldn't have even looked at them. They would have closed their eyes when they're coming down, and therefore the only eitzer is that they bumped in the corner. As Mefarshim learned, just to glance, that's okay. The main eitzer is to stare at them, keep on staring at them.
But we say, I mean, even though we say it,
you drive with your eyes closed.
Now. Right. Now the Gemara says, "Veloy, yeah, veloy bedigdei tzeva shlisha." You're not supposed to look or stare at a dress, a colorful dress of a lady. Omri Rav Yehuda Amar Shmuel, afilu shetuch and agav b'kos. Even if the dress is just hanging on the wall, it's also to be mistakel to stare at it. Now on this, Omri Rav Papa, uvamakir balayim. Only if you know the owner of the dress. In other words, you know the lady that owns it, and you once saw her wear it. So now if you see the dress alone, the beautiful dress, you come to think about her. But if you did not know the owner, then it's okay. Rashi says, Balaya means, if you know the lady that usually wears this dress, then it's also to be mistakel to look at that dress. But if you do not know her, then it's okay. Omar Rava says, Dekanan, I'll bring you proof of this also. Tiktoni says, Bayos, play the big date seva shell isha. The shaldi girls the word isha, not shell or not. We have yeshua to be shell isha. But like Katana doesn't just say play the big date sevunim, stam colorful dresses, but it says big date seva shell isha, much because you know the lady. So if you know the lady, just like it's also to be mistakel at her, you cannot be mistakel at her dresses either. It'll also come to make you think about her.
Sure.
Rashi says big date sevunim inim shemashim telling him yeah. Right. Shmamin, that's a proof. Omer Rav Chizda, Hanemilu, when was this said? Biatiki. An old dress. Not too old. Doesn't mean too old, that's ruined already. Batiki means, Rashi says, Shalotasan, that they wore it already. You already saw her wear this dress already. Therefore, if you see the dress a second, the first time, he'll start reminding you of how beautiful she was. Right. Now, only beautiful dresses, that makes her look nice. She doesn't wear it too often. Normal weekday clothing, she's always wearing it. It's not meant to make it look beautiful then. Then just look at that, will not make you think about her. So therefore the Gemara is saying, Han mili biatiki means a dress that she wore already once or twice. Avo bechadati is a new dress. Rashi says, Shalosh Shosan, she didn't wear yet. Then it's mutta, then left lambo. Then there's no issa to look at it.
Can you look at
it? Gemara we had before.
If you look at a diamond ring and you're a woman wore yourself before, you say you remember.
The Gemara says, "Dilo teimachi." We don't think like this. Dilo teimachi. Anan have a question. Anan us mono liashpure hechi avinen. How do we give our dresses to the tailor? Rashi liashpure koivei samasakim begodim chadoshim. A cleaner, a tailor, they ask to clean a new dress. So how do we give him the new dresses? You're over with neiva. So you give it to a Jewish man. So out of the ladies bring the dresses to the Jewish tailor, look who resolved an issa. So it must be that on a new dress that she didn't wear yet, then it's okay, then there's no issa. The question is, how come is takel? That they're looking, they're working on the dress, so it should be also. So that should, so the hetter should be, because it's a new dress, she didn't wear yet.
No, maybe he never saw.
So Marius is better though. The Gemara says that you're right, The Gemara is better. Well, the time, according to your reasoning, how the young Rav Yehuda, that's what Yehuda says. Min b'minoi muta lahachnis k'macho b'shaferes. If you're breeding together animals, you're growing cows. Yeah. You want to make more cows, so you're allowed to work with them and put them together, mate them together. You let a mamish take the aver of the male and put it into the female. So the question is, how could you work and do this? Hakom estakel. You're looking, you're doing it itself. So the chur we have before, it's also to look when they're mating. And here it's brought down, you're allowed to mate them together.
He's a
Elud must be, that's right. Be avidite torit. The person's doing his work, if that's his profession, that's his work, so he's busy in the work, and he won't be maharer. He won't think about the lady. Right, this that, no, this that, the fadaktis. Rashi avidite torit. Libay amalachta, his mind is on his work. For shachech bir, he's not going to come to think about the lady. So if so, hokom estakil, the elevator turret, hokinam here also by the tailor. The avidite turret, could be there's no proof from a tailor. A tailor is supposed to take care of dresses, and according to this, it'll be mutter even on an old dress. Even on a dress that she wore already a few times, and even though you know her, you'd be allowed to sew the dress, or you'd be allowed to clean the dress. Because the maisa to svara, the avidite turret, that when you're doing your work, if that's your malacha, you're shechech bir. Is that for doctors also, that doctors, b'shas, are doing their work. We said the shechev, they don't think about the hero. That's their work, doing their work. Right. Omamar, what we just say before, Omamar, mimenomes, that how does a person die? He dies from the drops that the Malach HaMavos puts in his mouth. Drops in there. Chura Neymar, let's say, pligid avud Shmuel, he argues on avud Shmuel. The Yomar avud Shmuel, the father of Shmuel says, that Omali Malach HaMavos, the Malach HaMavos once told him that Eloi the Chayashno, if I'm not afraid, Li Yikora de Briyosa, for the honor of mankind, have a Purana based Hashchita Kebehema. You know, I would kill a person. The Malach would kill him, would shecht him. He'd tear apart his neck. He'd rip him open like an animal. The pshat is though, but I have honor for respect for mankind, therefore I do not kill them this way. But Mashrim, he uses his sword though, and really can make a real shechita on every person, just he doesn't do it. But according to our pshat before, that the way he kills only with the drops, how could drops make a shechita? Somewhere said maybe there's no stira, no. Dilma maybe, hahit tifa, this drops that the Malach has, they're special drops, they're not regular eye drops. These drops are mechat cholul simonim. That these drops have the power to cut the simonim. Really, it could split the neck also in half. And mimeno masriach. So man, there's no stira. Could always be the koyach the Malach Mavos Tarasak is with his drops. Because those drops have the power to split the neck also. Just because of the honor, the respect for mankind, he does not act this way. Now it says, Mimeno Masriach, from those drops, the body starts to rot away. Is the Messiah Lele Rabbi Chanina Bar Kana, is the proof to Rabbi Chanina Bar Kana. To Yom Rabbi Chanina Bar Kana, that Amri Beirav, say over in the base of Medrash, that Haroit Seshle Yasriach Mesoi, if somebody wants that his mace should not rot away, Yavchenu Aponov, turn him upside down, let his face be downwards. In other words, let those drops come out of the body. If you get the drops out, then the body will not rot away so much. Therefore, that's the Eitzer, turn around the body. I don't know if we know, I don't think we know like this today, but that's what he said. He said such in my law, that if you want the body not to rot away, turn it upside down. That's the way to say from these drops of the Malachim Abbas. Tana Rabbanan. Pasuk says, V'nishmarta, V'nishmarta, Mikol Dovarav. We have before, watch yourself from anything bad, and Shavidarshin, Shloyahar Rodim V'yoyim. You're not supposed to think at daytime about ladies, think about Tashmish, because therefore, V'yobo day, Tumah Balaylo, will bring you the day Tumah at night time, will bring you Havai Tzara Zera. The top place says, Haikro Droshi Gemurah, it's a real Droshi. V'loyah Semachta, Gemurah Perag Nashin Esvatata. Right. Now, Mikan, from here, the famous Breisa, so Monsieur Fasharim, Mikan Amr Pinchas Ben Yoyer, that Torah Mevila de Zihirus, and Zihirus Mevila de Zerizus. That's our Girsa. Masha Rashi had the Girsa the other way. That Torah Mevila de Zerizus, and Zerizus Mevila de Zihirus. So Rashi says like this. Rashi says, Torah means, Ayidei She'oisek Bo, person learns Torah, that will save you from the thinking of ladies. The Yoyt, secondly, if you learn Torah, like Al Gemariah, you see the Azara Salams, and that will help you watch yourself not to be over the Avera. So it says, learning the Torah, that's made with the Zeriz. Rashi has the first one, Zerizus. Rashi says, Zeriz means, V'nishma Koidom Lachain, Shloitova Yavera Liyodoi. You watch yourself beforehand that the Avera should not come. Kiyoch, like over here, we're telling you, do not look by day, in order that at night you should not come to do the Avera. That if you will be Maharu, being the day tumah. So Zerizus says, watch yourself, do not come to be mistakel, do not look at them. Then Zerizus brings the day Zahiris, Rashi says, that the second Madrega, Kishavera, Bolyod, the Avera comes to you already, now Zoya, be careful, Lishama, watch yourself. The my love is Zoya of Noga. Zerizus means that when the Avera is by you, watch yourself right now not to do it. That is two Madregas of Zahirus and Zerizus. Then the Brisa says that Zerizus mevila de nekiyus, become pure. Rashi says, Noki bien chet. You're pure, you have no chatoim at all. Then nekiyus mevila de precious. Rashi says, precious separate means, af midover hamuta. Perish lahachmer latzma. You want to be machmir, even things you're allowed to do, that the Ramban learns k'teshim tiyu means, even things that are permissible, sometimes hold yourself back, do not do too much. Then precious mevil de tahiro, Rashi says tzach meluban, yamamish pure white, the other minoki. That's a bigger madrega than a noki. So precious mevil de tahiro. Tahiro mevil de chasidus. That's our gearster right now. They're bringing the chasidus over here. And chasidus mevil de anova, bring it to a bigger madrega of anova. And anova mevil de yiraschet. And yiraschet mevil de kedusha. Kedusha mevil de ruach hakodesh. And Ruach HaKodesh Mevil Dei Tchiyas HaMesim. That's the biggest Madrega. So Rashi learns that Ruach HaKodesh means Lahashra Sol Shechina. Now, so our Girsa is going to be now, not like we just had it, that Chassidus and Kedusha, in both in parentheses, this Girsa we learn now, it should have been Kedusha at the end. Kedusha is at the beginning, and then the second one should be Chassidus. So it comes out, the Chassidus Gedela Mikulan, that Chassidus, that's the biggest Madrega. Shenem the Pasuk says, Oz di barta bechazoin lachasidecho. That I spoke to my chazoin to lachasidecho. Mosh, that was my biggest madrigas to chasidim. It means, yeah. Shenema, yeah. Mosh says, do pligi de bishur ben levi yadgiz on the bishur ben levi. Yom the bishur ben levi, anova gedoyla mikula. No, anova to be humble. To realize that we're nothing, it's only Hashem, everything comes from Hashem. That's the greatest madriga. Shenema says, Ruach Hashem olakim oloi. Yan Moshach Hashem Oisi Levaser Anovim. It says Levaser to tell them, to tell the Anovim, the humble people. So Chasidim Loinem, it doesn't say Elvi Chasidim, El Anovim. Holamarato, She Anova Gdelumikulam. That Anova, that's the biggest Madrega. To be humble, to realize that the Iku as Hashem, and we are nothing neged Hashem, that's the biggest madrega. That brings away everything. Yeah.
That's why they say
that Ishmael Shalom Ayat. Right. That was his Madrega. Right. Excellent. Kids, to know a husband, this Brysa, there's the whole Sefer Mesil Sesharim, goes through this whole Brysa. 1 meter over the next meter.
Good point.
Yes. We always have to come up, we always have to go up a ladder. Person always has to climb the ladder. Ein Moichrim Hen. Now Mishnah says what? You can't sell them something that's Mechub Lekarka. Tana Rabban, what like this? Moichrim Hen, Elon, he can sell them a tree. Almanas lokus, on a condition that he'll cut off the fruits, but again, v'kaitzis. V'kaitzis did Rabbi Yehuda. Yeah, Rabbi Yehuda says again, it's good. No, Rabbi says that the condition does not help, only if it's cut off. And again, Rabbi Yehuda says, no, you can sell him the apple tree, the apples on the tree, even though they're still attached, as long as he will cut them off. Another machlokes says, shachas. That's tfuah that only grew one third. It's good, it's fit right now for animal food. So, almanas logus, if you sell the shachas to the guy, almanas to cut it off, the guy says, if you that it's okay, as long as he will cut it off. And if you may know again, you could only sell him if it's already cut. And a third machloikis, kama, that's when the tfuah is fully grown already. So, almanas licks, I sell to you the guy, almanas, he should cut it, the guy says, he will cut it, if you may, and the Meirim again, ain't Meirim. El Ketzura, only if it's cut already. The Meir says, Tzricha, I need this Machlokes 3 times here. Between the Yud and the Meir, whether it's enough to sell on a condition that he will cut, or does it have to be cut right now? The Yashman, either we don't learn the first case of a tree, I sell you the apples on the tree. But come Rabbi Meir, only over here Rabbi Meir says that nothing doing until it's really cut off. Why? Kibun the light posted, Masherle. There's nothing wrong by letting it grow longer. The longer it stays on the tree, nothing happens to it. There we're afraid maybe the guy will leave it on. Therefore, a mayor says you cannot sell it unless it's off. Aval hai, but it's fua. Tichimashoyel, a comma. If you leave it longer, pos it, starts to rot away. It's no good. Eim a moidle a Rabbi Yehuda. Maybe a mayor would agree to Rabbi Yehuda that you could rely on the condition for sure the guy would cut it off. Kamash for no, still he argues. Viyashmin a manitati, these 2 cases of a comma, fully grown in a tree, mishum de lo yadish of chayu. By these 2 cases, if you leave it, let it grow, we do not see it get nicer and nicer. You do not see Shevchayu. Avol Shachas, but if the tfu is only 1/3 grown, the idea Shevchayu, if you let it grow long, every day it stays, it even looks, it grows bigger and bigger. So you even see the precious, the growth of it. We see the Shvach, what it gains. Eim Amodel Rabbi Meir. Maybe Rabbi Yehudia would agree to Rabbi Meir that you cannot sell it on a condition, that maybe the guy will change his mind and not cut it, because this is every right has to be cut. Maybe so. Kamash Mano, still Rabbi Yehudia says it's permissible. V'yashmina b'hor, v'okar Rabbi Meir, on Rabbi Meir would have sold it by shachas. It's also have a bahanach in the first 2. I model Rabbi Yehuda tzricha. That's one of the case. Both cases, all 3 cases, all 3 cases like Kedushin. Both Rabbi Meir says in all cases it's also unless you cut it. And all 3 cases of Yehuda says, no, it's permissible, as long as there's a strong condition, he will cut it. Iboilihu, Tehema Manas Lishchet Mao. Can you sell an animal, a Behema Gasa, it means, to a guy, on the condition that he will shecht it? Ho, sometime in my Shari Bidwaj, Yehuda say condition helps here, to la Rishus Akaima. It's not on the guy's Rishus yet. Like, I'm selling you the apples on the tree. It's not on the guy's Rishus, the tree. For Le Motsi Masharlu, he won't leave it there. The Jew will force him to cut it off. Therefore, it's okay. Abu Behema, Kibun the Rishus of Rechov and Kaima, you're putting in these Rishus, Masharloi. Like, you know, sell a Behema gas, so he said, because maybe you'll do Malacha with it, for work on Shabbos, but just for Shchit, it's Mutter. But here, who says we'll Shecht it? Since the animal comes in his Rishus, maybe you'll leave it over. I do Malachim, maybe there's no different. Tashman Atanya, clearly, Behema, I'm not Lishchit. Veshoichet, Divrab Yehuda. Remeyroimer, Imerchim, Layelishchuta. Again, it's telling the same Achleikis. Well, on Shchit, it's the same Achleikis. If you do, you can sell them on a condition, and Remeya says, no, it has to be geshochten. So Taiz asked the question, what's going on in Tema? My boy, you might plead Remeya Rebuda. For Omar, as we said before, on a stam, aim l'shkita zavna. On a stam, we said the owner, the Jew has the right to say, I'm selling it to a guy, because he's going to shecht it. So there's no issa. The Pirush Rashbam, Loi Mari Leel El Bapara, Daf Kanicha. He only said they have to buy Parah, because by Parah used for shkita. But on the animals will be yasa. We're talking about young ones. A young one, him and Astam, they do not use for Shechita. A young calf, for sure, they're going to use for working on it. So therefore, in Astam, it's also to sell a young calf to a guy. Here the question is, if you speak out a clear condition, I'm selling it to you, I'm not, that you will not leave it for work, but you'll make a shechiter on it now. So Solomon Achleikas, Rabbi Yehuda says, yes, we trust the guy, and we believe him, he will make a shechiter soon. And Meir says, nothing doing, you have to shechiter first. Right. Right. Well, I'm sure... Yechof and Mebeis, it's about a Mishnah.
Is this the last Mishnah?
Yes, so this parak. Ein maskir... Yud
40, page
45. Ein maskir in lehem batim b'Eretz Yisrael. You're not allowed to rent out an apartment or a house to a guy in Eretz Yisrael. V'ein sarach loyma sodos. And for sure, you're not allowed to rent out to them fields. We'll see in the Gemara why for sure. Least it right, yeah. Any type of renting.
So how is the
So we'll see in the Gemara why. We'll see in the Gemara why. We'll see in the Gemara why. Ain't Sarach Lehem is Sodis. Why are Sodis worse? Vaito v'Surya. And in Surya, Surya Rashi says, that's Aram Tzoyva. Usmuchet, close to Eretz Yisrael. V'chibshu David. David made a kibbush on Surya. Now, v'chibru l'ktushis Eretz Yisrael, he was mechaber at Eretz Yisrael, shloi api adiba, Rashi learns it wasn't api Hashem, and ubaloi shishim rabuyi, did not have 600,000 there. Therefore, v'koru l'kibush yochid. It's called the kibush, a private capture, so it's questionable whether midiraisit has kedushas Eretz Yisrael or not. So we'll see in the Gemara how Amish is going. Over Syria,